The actress, writer, and producer Issa Rae has a soft spot for NPR. The online video promoting her best-selling book, The Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl, includes a shout-out to a certain morning news show that she listens to while driving.
NPR's Morning Edition theme is my jam.
On Sunday, Issa Rae debuts her new show. It is a comedy called Insecure, and it's on HBO. She'll be the first black woman to create and star in a scripted series for that premium cable channel. NPR's TV critic Eric Dagan says the 31-year-old star is really redefining how black women are depicted on TV just by being true to herself.
Issa Rae knows she's committing a revolutionary act and simply creating a TV show centered on an average black woman's life. And she can't believe it.
Isn't it sad that it's revolutionary, though? We don't get to do that. We don't get to, like, just have a show about regular black people being basic.
Look at TV shows that star black women these days, and you see a high-powered Washington fixer on Scandal, a high-powered lawyer on How to Get Away with Murder, and a high-powered music executive on Empire. But Insecure features Rae as a regular 29-year-old, also named Issa. She works for a nonprofit group that helps at-risk kids, but she struggles to reach them in the classroom, especially when they ask questions like,
"Why you talk like a white girl?"
You caught me. I'm rocking blackface.
It's racist.
And things aren't much better at work.
I've been here 5 years, and they think I'm the token with all the answers.
Issa, what's on fleek?
I don't know what that means. I know what that means.
But being aggressively passive is what I do best.
Even the raps she writes at home that let off steam, spitting verses while profiling in her bathroom mirror, somehow fall short.
Go, shawty. It's my birthday. But no one cares because I'm not having a party, because I'm feeling sorry for myself.
In my storytelling, I'm just more interested in the basicness of human life, like the regular human interactions that we have.
Rae says she hasn't seen a TV show starring a black woman she could relate to since the late 1990s. Back then, she was living in Maryland, and this theme song was in the air.
I mean, I think Moesha is the last show where I remember that. Oh, this is just a regular black girl, you know? And that was also, she was in Lamar Park, she was going to high school. She was like a regular girl. I moved back to LA and went to a taping of that show and had a script and like used that script as a format for all my other scripts.
Rae made videos as a student at Stanford University. She created a video series called Dorm Diaries that was a mockumentary about, well, being black at Stanford. But her career took off after college when she created the Awkward Black Girl series on YouTube in 2011. The show features Issa Rae as Jay, a 20-something girl in a dead-end job with a particular problem.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Jay, and I'm awkward and black. Someone once told me those were the two worst things anyone could be. That someone was right.
Issa Rae explains the awkwardness of this character by referencing noted civil rights activist W.E.B. Du Bois and his idea of double consciousness. That's the concept that marginalized groups in society, like black people in America, have to balance who they are with the way the larger society perceives them. Like this moment, when Jay's boss discovers she cut her hair.
My boss is an idiot.
Oh my God, your hair. I go out of town for 1 month and I come back and it's like, did it shrink? Do you wash it? Is that how your ancestors wore it?
Like a constant introspection of being black and being uncomfortable with how you're viewed to or how you're perceived to be viewed.
The web series went viral. And in 2013, HBO came calling. Rae worked with Larry Wilmore, star of the recently canceled late night program The Nightly Show, to develop a pilot script and create the series together. Insecure's showrunner, Prentice Penny, is a veteran of series like Girlfriends and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. At a press conference, he said Issa Rae's trying to get people to think and talk about complex social issues at a time when emotions are raw.
Everybody's kind of entrenched in positions, and we aren't willing to engage in some sort of just a conversation. I think what Issa has done smartly, and we tried to bring into the show, was to poke fun at these things, but that hopefully they can just start a conversation.
Insecure lets viewers really see how young black people, especially women, talk to each other when no one else is watching. It's intimate and authentic. And Issa Rae's use of small stories to tell these universal truths turns Insecure into a major TV triumph. I'm Eric Deggans.